this is Missions and You with me. My name is Henry Sally, the Prince of Light Global Evangelistic Ministry. Today I want to look at a very, very important subject. I want to talk about why many Christians don't witness. There's a statistic that came out many years ago that 95% of Christians in America have not led anybody to Christ. The reason why many Christians don't witness is fear. You know, the Bible says you're not given a spirit of fear, but of power, sound mind. They feel they're too great a sinner to witness. The past haunts them. So how do you overcome that? I look at the scriptures. The scriptures help us overcome that. Thank God the scriptures, we have heroes, and none of them are perfect. Look at Paul. Paul had blood in his hands. In 1 Timothy 1:15, Paul said, Christ Jesus came to this world to save sinners in whom I am chief. Jesus came to save us, and he has saved us. Your past should be the backdrop to your message. So overcome that. Paul dipped his past in the blood of Jesus. I learned that years ago. He dipped his past in the blood of Jesus. I was a terrible sinner, but now he saved me. That's a message. People listen to me because they knew me. I got saved on campus. They knew me when I was a sinner, in quote. But, you know, it became a tool to spread the gospel. So don't shut down. Don't shut up. Don't say you're too great a sinner or you've done this. Let it be the message. Let the mess bring the message. The second reason why they don't witness is the fear of failure. You know, there's this idea. Now I know there's some people who don't make altar calls anymore. I think that is wrong. I'll talk about that one of these days. But there's this way of this abuse of making altar calls, and you think, okay, well, if people don't raise their hands, and then you failed in your witness. But that's not true. The only activity where everyone wins is in evangelism. You know. And in 1 Corinthians 3:6, Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. So if people don't give their life to Christ, it doesn't mean that you have failed in the evangelism, your witness has failed. It means that you're just sowing seeds, you're just planting seeds, so somebody's just watering. It's God that gives the increase. It's God that gives the increase. In fact, apart from nominal Christians, whereby they understand the basics of the faith that you just preach and then you give an altar call. When you're reaching out to Muslims or reaching out to non-believers or idolaters or Hindus, it's counterproductive to just immediately preaching and then asking them to give their life to Christ. It takes a process. So don't think about, would they give their life to Christ? Share the gospel. Build relationship, build bridges, come again, share the gospel, build relationship, build bridges, and then they'll be ready, and then you'll lead them to Christ, and the soul will be saved. Well, a third reason why I found that why many Christians don't witness is I'm too weak, I'm too feeble, you know, and this was me, I felt too weak, I felt too feeble to preach the gospel. In fact, the truth of the matter is I found out that it's the grace, is the obedience that triggers the grace. So when you start, he takes over. That his grace is sufficient for me. Well, you know, when I'm weak, then I am strong. You know, so it is grace. His grace is there. So just start. Don't start weak, and then his strength comes. Start stuttering, and then utterance comes.